After more than a week of almost constant paddling, the first finisher in one of the longest and most grueling races of its kind in the world reached the journey's end. The distance was 650 miles that basically went the length of Alabama. The Great Alabama 650 began at Lake Weiss in northeast Alabama. 7 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes later, the first paddler crossed the line. For Bobby Johnson, it was a journey that included heat, rapids, heavy chop in Mobile Bay, and a collision with an alligator. We met Johnson as he stepped out of his kayak into salt water at Fort Morgan.
This race to me is a moment, like, I will cherish these last 7 days forever. I enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
I have a question.
Yes.
The race is intended to show off the Alabama Scenic River Trail. That's a system of waterways across the state.
The one thing that I feel like we've accomplished very well, which is showing off our waterways.
That's Greg Wingo. He's the race director.
And we've had many, many people say not only that they want to come and take on the challenge of the race itself, but also come and take part on the trail.
I liked every single part of the river I got onto.
Johnson is a Florida resident.
All the different trees, all the animals, man. There's so many animals. Just deer, turkey, I mean, everything. Just everywhere.
Johnson estimates that he slept for about 10 hours out of the more than 180 hours. He spent the rest of the time pushing himself. With that kind of pace, racers realize that the effects can include hallucinations.
The seeing the people on the shorelines, the seeing the things in the trees, because the trees here are just...
Well, I mean,
the bison were all in the trees. The Kermit the Frog was up there.
One thing that was real were the alligators. Johnson said he was fortunate that the reptile he hit was one of the smaller ones.
I only saw two big gators. Oh, three big gators. Saw one today, too. One earlier than two, one last night, and then one today.
Johnson ran into another obstacle less than 20 miles from the finish line. It was the winds that kicked up the open waters of Mobile Bay.
And I am dropped into waves, shooting sideways, coming back over the top of them, connecting waves. I am wide open, flat out, having a blast, screaming at the top of my lungs.
Most of the 11 boats that started the race dropped out. Wingo says heat was a major factor.
Essentially, you're starting out on some pretty fast-moving water down the Coosa River. You hit multiple flat water spots with the different lakes, Logan Martin, Lay, Mitchell, and Jordan. And all in between, you do have some more fast-moving river on the Coosa. Past Lake Jordan, you actually hit some rapids, Class 2. And even up to a Class 3 rapid that you're going to hit in Moccasin Bend. And then it starts to get a little bit slower. The water starts to slow down a bit. And as you get closer to the Delta region, the water is actually tidal water coming in and pushing you in the opposite direction.
The idea for the race began as a way to show off that aquatic variety and the Alabama Scenic River Trail.
We've been getting posts and messages and quotes or comments.
That's Jay Grantland. He's the executive director of the Alabama Scenic River Trail.
So we're pretty overwhelmed with the scope and the reach that this has created.
While the competitors receive prizes in all three divisions, Grantland said the big winners are the people of Alabama and everyone who discovers the waterways and other natural wonders in the state.
We've got so much diversity here in Alabama. We've got, you know, the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, the Penhody Trail that ties into the Appalachian Trail. We've got the Gulf Coast and the Delta and all these wonderful, amazing, beautiful, challenging things for people to do and enjoy either with their family or their friends or individually.
In Fort Morgan, I'm Guy Busby for Alabama Public Radio.